神对约拿说：你因这样的凭骂发怒合乎你吗？他说：我发怒以至于死，都合乎你。何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的十二多万人，并有许多牲畜，我岂不爱惜呢？愿主祝福他话语。我哋好欢喜有陈卓明牧师同我哋讲爱者城，有何星辉弟兄向我哋做翻译。
I'm happy to be back with you.
好开心翻到嚟大家当中。
I just finished a 4-month sabbatical 2 weeks ago.
过去四个月，我系喺安息年假，喺两个礼拜前我翻嚟教会侍奉。
And I want to thank the church for giving me time to rest, to slow down, and to hear from the Lord.
感谢教会可以有呢段时间俾我可以静落嚟嚟到去又享受呢个安息年假。
And I hope all of you will be attending our congregational meeting for some exciting news about our church.
咁今日下昼咧，就邀请大家都嚟出席会友大会，嚟到去睇下我哋教会嘅而家嘅情况。
The church's theme for this year is seek the peace of the city.
今年我哋教会嘅主题系为这城求平安。
That theme is based on Jeremiah chapter 29.
这个今年的主题是出自于耶利米书第二十九章。
And God is telling the Jewish people who were in exile to seek the peace and prosperity of the city.
神就是叫被掳的以色列民去到在他们被掳的城那里来到去为那个城来到去求平安。
Even though they were captured by their enemies.
就算他是被外敌入侵，被掳到去外邦的地方，仍然要为那个城市来求平安。
Now the church can relate to the city in a number of different ways.
我们的教会和我们现今所处的城市当中的关系，我们要看清楚。
Number one, the church can be against the city.
我们教会可以是很敌视我们这个城市的。
People, some Christians would see the city as filled with a lot of sinful people.
我哋教会里边嘅人，我哋睇我哋周围嘅呢个城市里边咧，系充满罪恶嘅城市。
And they may say, we need to keep our distance from these sinful people.
所以我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋要应该同呢个罪恶嘅城市嚟到分开。
In fact, they would want God to punish those sinful people.
甚至我哋教会，甚至可能有人想觉得话，神啊，应该要惩罚呢个罪恶嘅城市。
So some churches are against the city.
所以咧，我哋喺基督教嘅教会里边，有一啲教会系非常敌视呢个城市嘅。
Some churches are just in the city.
有一啲教会咧就话我哋系喺个城市嘅里边。
That is, their physical building is located in the city.
我哋嘅教会因为身处喺个城市里边，所以我哋就喺个城市里边啦。
But they have no contact, no concern.For the community around them.
但是呢教会里面的会众呢对个城市是很冷漠的，也都不要去认识周围的邻居。
They are apathetic to the needs around them.
他们非常之对他们身边这个城市里面的人的需要是非常冷漠。
They are not outreach focused, but inward focused.
也都不是要去外展，反而是很看重我们自己里面的需要。
There are some churches that are much like the city.
有一啲教会喺城市里边，佢哋就好似同模仿住呢个城市咁样。
In other words, they imitate the city.
个城市点样样，佢哋就模仿个城市点样样。
They are churches that want to be culturally relevant.
有一啲教会就希望可以咧，就系好似城市咁样嚟到去，佢哋城市里边嘅文化系点样，我哋就去参与呢个嘅文化。
So they adopt the values and the beliefs of the people around them.
甚至咧就系个城市里边啲人点样嘅价值观啦，佢哋嘅信念咧，呢教会咧就亦都系模仿住嘅。
And as a result, they stop being salt and light to the world as God has called us to be.
而呢啲教会就失去咗喺城市里边作盐作光嗰个嘅能力。
Finally, there are churches that are for the city.
有一些教会, 他们是真的为着这个城市的。
They love the city.
他爱这个城市,
they want to serve the city.
他希望可以服侍这个城市。
And so the sermon, well, I will address the first view as people, churches that are against the city.
今天我们讲到就要看到了,第一种的教会就是敌视城市的教会。
As I mentioned, there are some Christians who have animosity to the city.
刚才我们讲到,有些会友觉得这个城市是罪恶的城市,我们敌视它。
They see the city as a dirty place.
这个城市是充满罪恶的,污秽的一个城市。
It's filled with graffiti and vandalism.
又看到在墙上,涂鸦地画到鬼五马六。
They're crowded with people.
亦都是不要跟那些人一起。
And those people are not like us.
那班在城市里面的人跟我们是不一样。
They look different.
他们是穿着或者样貌不同,跟我们不一样。
They speak different languages.
他们讲的语言不同我们一样。
They worship different gods.
他们更加的信仰跟我们的信仰不一样。
And the people of the city, they practice sexual immorality.
在城市里面有很多不道德的行为。
There's prevalent drug use and drunkenness.
有醉酒的,有吸毒的。
There are violence.
有暴力的。
There are rapists and murderers.
有杀人犯,有强奸犯。
And so some Christians, they don't like the city.
所以有些基督徒根本就不喜欢这个城市。
They feel the people of the city should be punished.
他们觉得 神应该是惩罚这个城市。
They deserve to be judged by God.
神应该是重重地惩罚这个城市。
And this was Jonah's view of the city.
今天我们讲的经文,约拿那个时代就是一个这样的情况了。
Jonah was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel around 750 BC.
在公元前750年,约拿就在北国那里做先知。
And when I mention Jonah, I think a lot of people just think of a big fish story.
很多时候我们讲到约拿先知的时候,大家立刻联想到一条大鱼来吞食。
Maybe we've read it to our grandchildren.
有时候我们跟孙在讲这个大鱼的故事。
And we think of that story that about a large fish that swallowed a person.
就讲到这个好像一个童话故事那样,在圣经里面有一条大鱼就吞食了一个人了。
We think of it as a fairy tale.
咁呢,我哋就真係当一个童话故事咁样讲。
That it has no relevance to adults like us.
就好似呢,就话约拿俾大鱼吞食呢个故事呢,就係俾細路仔听嘅。咁我哋大人呢,就唔需要听呢个故事。
Well, first we need to realize this was the true story.
我哋第一样嘢要认定嘅就係呢个係曾经真实嘅一个事实。
The story of Jonah is true because Jesus believed it was true.
约拿这个故事是真的,因为甚至耶稣基督都说这件事是一个事实。
Now, this morning we're not going to focus on the miracle of a man surviving being swallowed by a great fish.
今天我所讲的讲到不是要讲到说有一条大鱼吞食了约拿,而约拿没死到,这个神迹,我们不是要讲这个神迹。
But we want to focus on the main point that God has for us.
我们就要知道,我们拿紧神要我们在约拿书里面要学习的一个很重要的功课。
So we're going to quickly look at the book of Jonah and focus particularly on the last chapter.
我们会很快地看约拿书,然后我们会集中在约拿书的最后一章的圣经里面。
Now many of you may have trouble finding the book of Jonah.
有時候你們揭聖經的時候,找約拿書都很難找得到。
It's a book of only four chapters.
因為約拿書只有四章的經文。
It is in among the minor prophets, which is toward the end of the Old Testament.
就在小先知書,在舊約的下半卷。
Now, they're called minor prophets not because their message is not important.
约拿书是属于小先知书,但是我们讲小先知书不是因为他们的重要性是少。
Minor refers to the fact that these books are shorter in length.
小先知书的意思就是他们每一本书都是很短的章节。
And as we look at the story of Jonah, we first see God's call to the city.
我哋睇约拿书嘅一开头就睇得到神对城市嘅一个嘅呼召。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it says, The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
在约拿书的第一章第一节一开头就说了，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我的面前。
So, Jonah the prophet is called by God and sent to the city of Nineveh.
约拿先知是受着神的呼召去到尼尼微大城去。
Nineveh was the capital of Assyria.
Nineveh 就是亚述的城市的大城。
Assyria was the mortal enemy of Israel.
亚述就是以色列的大敌。
And the Bible says that God says, Nineveh's evil has come up before me.
这个耶和华说，尼尼微城这个的恶是达到我的面前。
So obviously Nineveh was a city filled with very evil people.
所以我们可以知道尼尼微城里面是充满很多的恶人。
The nation of Assyria was especially cruel.
在历史上面有考据，就是这个亚述帝国是一个很残暴的一个帝国。
Whenever they captured people, they did some very terrible things.To these people.
当他们打败了敌人的时候，他们会在他们敌人的身上做一些很残暴的事情。
They would mutilate the bodies of people.
他们会将那些尸体来到去割开。
They would skin people alive.
他们会将捉到的敌人未死的时候，他们会将他们的皮肤来割下。
They would rip out their tongues.
他们会拉断那条脷。
They would chop off their heads.
会斩头。
And put them in a big pyramid.
甚至啊，好多将好多人头嚟到搭高晒一个人头山。
So the Assyrians were people that were very feared and hated by other people.
亚述帝国当时候周围嘅邻国系非常之对佢哋好惊吓嘅，因为佢哋系好残暴嘅一个帝国。
And so, Jonah obviously also was a Jew.
约拿自己是一个以色列人。
And the Assyrians were Gentile.
那班亚述人是他们是外邦人。
They were pagans who worship many gods.
他们这班的外邦人亚述人 是敬拜其他的很多的神。
And so we would understand that Jonah would have a lot of animosity and hate toward the people of Nineveh.
所以当时候约拿先知是对尼尼微城那些人是非常之有敌意的。
Yet God called Jonah to go to Nineveh.
但是偏偏的就是耶和华就呼召约拿要去到尼尼微城去。
And Nineveh is basically where Iraq is today.
尼尼微城就是今日的伊拉克的地方。
God called Jonah to preach against their sin.
耶和华就叫约拿先知约拿去到尼尼微城来到去传讲他们的罪恶要受审判。
But how did Jonah respond to God's call?
但是约拿第一时的反应，怎样对这个呼召的反应是什么呢？
Instead of going to Nineveh, he went in the opposite direction.
他不单止不要去尼尼微城的方向，他还是要尼尼微城的反方向。
He took a ship that was headed to what we would call Spain today.
他呢就找了一船走了上船那边，就准备去现在的西班牙的地方。
Now, did Jonah misunderstand God's message?
你们会不会觉得先知约拿在这里误会了耶和华的呼召呢？
No, I don't think so.
不是啊，他不会啊。
Well, maybe he was afraid of these cruel Assyrians.
会不会当时候约拿很害怕这班的尼尼微城的人，因为他们很残暴呢？
Well, I'm sure he was afraid, but I don't think that was his main concern.
我知当时候约拿可能真系会有啲嘅恐惧，但系唔系一定系最重要嘅原因，佢要咁样逃走。
I think he just hated those people.
因为先知约拿对呢班尼尼微城嘅恶人非常之恨恶。
He wanted those people to be punished for their sin.
佢希望神系大大嘅咁样重罚呢一班嘅恶人。
The Assyrians never showed any mercy to their enemies.
亞述人從來都唔會俾任何嘅憐憫俾佢嗰班敵人嘅。
So why should God show them any kind of mercy?
咁點解耶和華要憐憫呢班兇惡嘅亞述人呢?
Jonah felt that God should judge them, not be gracious to them.
先知約拿覺得耶和華應該罰佢哋，唔應該俾機會佢哋。
Imagine if God called some Jews to go to Berlin in the middle of the World War II.
大家試想一下，在二次大戰的時候，如果神說要呼召一班猶太人去到德國的柏林來傳福音。
And God called these people to warn Germany that they were going to be destroyed unless they repented.
如果呢，就神呢，當時候就叫呢班猶太人去到德國，話俾啲德國人聽，你哋將會係被擊敗嘅。
I think it would have been very difficult for those Jewish people to do this because they hated Germany so much.
咁當時候喺二次大戰嘅猶太人喺佢心裏邊對德國人咁嘅憤恨，佢哋會唔會做到呢樣嘢咧？
Maybe some older Chinese would have that same kind of feeling toward the Japanese for what they did in World War II.
我哋當中仲記得喺二次大戰日本點樣對中國嘅時候，我哋作為中國人，我哋會唔會仲有一個咁嘅情懷，話我哋將福音帶去日本呢？
So instead of obeying God's call to go to Nineveh, he took a ship and headed in the opposite direction.
所以於是乎約拿就跳上一隻船就去西班牙去了。
Now we would think that God would just punish this disobedient prophet.
咁我哋會諗到啦，耶和華梗係會重重咁懲罰呢個不信服嘅先知。
You just kill him and find someone else to do the job.
咁啊，將呢個不信服嘅先知擊殺，然之後咧再揾個另外一個先知肯信服耶和華嘅旨意嘅。
But I hope you notice God's patience and His mercy on Jonah.
咁大家亦都睇到喺約拿書裏面睇到咧，神咧係對先知約拿有好大嘅忍耐同埋有好大嘅恩慈。God
instead sent a big storm to that area where the ship was.
當約拿逃走喺船上面嘅時候，神就興起大風嚟到去喺呢個船嘅側邊。And
the sailors tried to do everything they could to keep the ship afloat.
咁喺船上邊嘅水手咧就盡量咧就想就希望咧就船唔好沉。
But they learned that it was Jonah's disobedience that caused the storm.
後來佢哋發覺原來就係因為約拿，所以先至起呢個大風嘅。
And even though they didn't want to, they tossed Jonah overboard.
雖然嗰班嘅水手唔願意，但係佢哋都將約拿抌咗落海。
And the Bible says that the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah.
喺經文裏面就話啦，神呢就叫一條大魚呢嚟到去吞咗約拿。
And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
咁咧，約拿咧就喺個魚腹嘅裏邊咧有3日3夜咁耐。
And we notice that that again Jonah's motive was that he hated the Ninevites.
咁大家仲記得頭先咧就講到約拿咧其實係好恨惡嗰班尼尼微城嘅人嘅。
And many times people who despise the city really don't have a good sense of their own sinfulness before God.
當一個人去好恨惡嗰班罪惡嘅人嘅時候，其實佢冇睇得到，其實自己嘅心裏邊亦都有好多嘅罪惡。Many
times these people who hate the city see themselves as being the righteous people, the good people.
有啲人話呢個城市嘅人係充滿罪惡，但係佢其實自己冇諗到睇得到自己裏邊嘅罪惡。And
they look down on others as being the sinful people.
咁咧就呢一班人咧就會站喺嗰個道德嘅高台嗰度咧，就話其他嘅人幾大嘅罪惡，但係冇諗到自己嘅罪惡。Much
like the Pharisees in the Gospels.
有啲似喺耶穌時代嗰班嘅法利賽人。
But the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但在圣经里面就说了,世人都犯了罪,亏缺了神的荣耀。
So God had to teach Jonah a lesson.
所以耶和华当时候又要对约拿有一个教训。
He prepared a storm and a great fish.
他预备了起刮大风, 亦都是预备了一条鱼吞食了他。
And Jonah chapter 2 records Jonah's prayer in the belly of this fish.
在约拿书第二章, 就记低了约拿在鱼腹里面是祷告耶和华的说话。
And basically, Jonah cries out for mercy from God.
在鱼的肚腹里面,约拿就向神呼求。
He says, Lord, I've learned my lesson.
就跟耶和华说, 神啊, 你的教训我已经学会了。
If you rescue me, I will obey you.
如果你是拯救我的话, 我会顺服你。
I'll answer your call to go to Nineveh.
我会回应你的呼召去尼尼微城。
And so God had compassion upon Jonah.
神就对约拿有怜悯的心。
He did not allow him to die.
他没有给约拿浸死。
In chapter 2, verse 10, it says, The Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon dry land.
所以在第二章第十节,耶和华就吩咐鱼,鱼就将约拿吐在旱地上。
And in the beginning of chapter 3, God calls Jonah a second time to the city.
第三章的一开头,耶和华第二次去呼召约拿。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says, The word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, call out against it the message that I will tell you. And so Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord.
第三章第一节这么说,耶和华的话第二次临到约拿,说, 你起来往尼尼微大城去,向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。 约拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去了。
So we've seen God's call to the city.
我们看到神对这个城市的呼召。
But now we'll see God's view of the city.
接着我们要看神对这个城市的看法。
Chapter 3 verse 4 says, Jonah began to go into the city going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
这尼尼微是极大的城,有三日的路程。约拿进了城,走了一日,宣告说,再等四十日呢?再等四十日,尼尼微必倾覆了。
Overthrown is the same Hebrew word that describes the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19.
这个讲到尼尼微必倾覆了,倾覆就是等于好像当年所多玛俄摩拉被神来到去毁灭那个字是一样的。It
means to overturn or to destroy.
就好像就是完全将这个城毁灭。And
so Jonah expected God to destroy Nineveh as he had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以当时当约拿在尼尼微城宣告的时候,约拿是知道神就会将整个的尼尼微城夷为平地,就好像当年所多玛俄摩拉那个结果一样。
So certainly God's view of the people of Nineveh was that they were sinful and evil.
所以在神的眼中,尼尼微城里面的人是大恶的。
And Jonah's message was a message of judgment.
所以约拿奉神的差遣去宣告的是一个毁灭的一个信息,一个倾覆的信息。Now,
a lot of times today, people don't want to talk about judgment.
现在的现今世代,人们不想听到这个审判,这个信息。
Many times we just focus on God's love.
我们就经常说到想听的就是神对我们的爱。
Sometimes mistakenly we tell people, oh, if you become a Christian, your life will be prosperous and healthy.
有时候我们会跟美信的说,你信耶稣,信耶稣之后,你的生活就会很好,你就会很顺利。But
here we see that Jonah is talking about judgment.
看到当时先知约拿传讲的是一个审判的信息。
That we need to remind people that God indeed is holy God.
我们要告诉未信的人,神是一个圣洁的神。
But in verse 5 of chapter 3, it says, The people of Nineveh believed God.
咁咧就喺第三章嘅第五节咧，利利未人信服上帝。
It says they called for a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them.
咁咧就啊，便宣告禁食，从最大嘅至最小嘅都穿麻衣。
Fasting and putting on sackcloth were signs of deep repentance.
呢个禁食同埋穿上麻衣咧，就系一个悔改嘅一个嘅行动。
And this repentance was not limited to just a few people.
呢个尼尼微人嘅悔改唔系话一两个人嘅悔改。
The Bible says that from the greatest of them to the least of them.
呢个系话喺城里边最从最大嘅。到最小的都悔改。
From the king on down.
由个皇帝一路去到那些平民百姓都悔改。
In other words, this was 100% conversion rate.
咁样呢，当时候信耶稣竟然是100%的人是信耶稣。
Now again, a lot of times people talk about the miracle with the great fish.
咁啊，好多时候我哋讲约拿书就系话啊，有个神迹就系条大鱼嘅神迹。
But the greatest miracle is all these people turning from their evil and turning to God.
原来喺约拿书最大嘅神迹咧，就系呢一班尼尼微城嘅恶人，100%嘅人系悔改信主。
Now some commentators say that Jonah's appearance might have been a factor.
咁咧，有時候有啲解經家話咧，有可能咧，約拿當時候嗰個樣子咧係有關係噶。
Now, if a person has been in the stomach of a great fish, they would be affected by all those gastric acids.
咁樣咧，當有個人真係俾條魚吞咗入個肚咧，喺個魚個肚裏邊咧有好多嘅酸嚇，嗰啲胃酸。
In fact, there have been people who have survived such an experience.
咁样咧，我哋曾经亦都喺历史里边见过有人咧系咁样嚟到去生存到嘅，喺个鱼肚里边出翻嚟。
Their skin is bleached white。
咁样咧，佢啲皮咧，嗰啲皮肤嘅颜色咧系全部白晒嘅，因为俾啲胃酸拿过嚟。
And these people look like the walking dead。
咁样咧，当尼尼微城嘅人见到呢个先知行入嚟嘅时候咧，系好似一个死嘅人一样。
They look like the people that you're going to see on Halloween sometimes。
就好似吓万圣节嘅时候，佢扮鬼扮马嗰啲人咁啊。
So that might have been a factor in the people believing that this story is real。
咁咧就，所以咧，当时候尼尼微城嘅人点解会听约拿嘅讲啊？因为见得到呢个先知咁嘅样嘅。
But when they heardJonah's message of judgment, they repented.
但是尼尼微城的人奇怪在呢，当他们听完这个审判的信息之后呢，他们竟然去悔改信服上帝。
So in verse 10, it says, When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said he would do to them, and he did not do it.
但在第三章的第十节，于是上帝察看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们。
So God not only saw the sinfulness of these people, he saw the repentance of these people.
所以当时候耶和华不是只是见到他们的恶行，但是当他们悔改信服上帝的时候，耶和华亦都见到佢哋嘅悔改。
And he had compassion upon the people of Nineveh and spared them of the judgment.
而耶和华就对尼尼微城嘅人有一个怜悯嘅心肠，就不把所说嘅灾祸降与他们。
Now, if the story ended here, it would be kind of a nice story, right?
咁咧就如果嗰、那个呢、这个故事喺呢度停咧，咁就好好啦，大团圆结局啦。
But God still had to work on Jonah's heart.
咁咧，但系继续约拿书继续讲落去咧，就系话耶和华点样去处置呢个约拿先知咧
？So when God sees the city of Nineveh, He doesn't just see a big a city with a lot of buildings.
当耶和华见到呢个尼尼微城嘅时候，佢唔系见到嗰个城里边嘅建筑物。
Notice in whenever they refer to Nineveh, it says the great city.
咁咧就每次咧讲呢度讲到咧尼尼微嘅时候咧，都话尼尼微